I think a lot of the drama comes because we pull things forward from our past. You know, most of us, are pulling forth unhealed issues from the past.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Hour, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. I've brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted.
Thank you for joining us here on the Autoimmune Hour with Sharon Saylor. Always seek sound legal, medical, and or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune and Life Interrupted Radio. And we don't want you to worry about taking too many notes, so you can join the Autoimmune Hour's Courage Club, and we'll send you the transcripts and show notes from every episode. Sign up now at understandingautoimmune.com. Now, back to your host, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com, and another brand new episode tonight, and with a returning guest. I'm so excited. She is a dear, dear friend and colleague of mine, and I want to jump right in. I don't want to waste too much time other than to say welcome here and welcome to Marbeth Dunn. She is an amazing woman who is an intuitive energy management maven, and she pinpoints those hidden issues that are holding us back from our success. And I know I've been talking about that a lot this 2020 through the pandemic and even now, because I just feel like there's just so much, I don't know, my mind keeps wandering to other things and it's hard to focus on optimizing health and all of that. And I just like to make sure that we're getting all levels of optimization, all levels of us, because, you know, it's not just the physical that we want to keep manifesting and optimizing. We want the spiritual, the energetic, the emotional, the mental, all of the different layers of us, because we're not just the physical body, as you know. And she is also the award-winning creator of the World Miracle Peace Experiment as well, and plus so many other things. We'll get into her bio a little bit deeper later on in the show, because I really want to chat with her. Hi, Marbeth. Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, Sharon. It's so good to be back.
And it's so good here. If you're not watching us on video, you know, I haven't been down in her neck of the woods, which is South Florida, for a while, and I was just craving it. I seen some of my comrades and colleagues from Florida lately via video. It's just so exciting. And, you know, Marbeth, one thing I wanted to have you back on about is a lot of old patterns that for me came up during this time of the pandemic. I want to talk to you about releasing those old patterns, and especially some of them I thought I'd dealt with and they popped back up again, just I think from probably just isolating in the home and everything. And now that it looks like with more vaccines and everything, we'll be able to start seeing each other in the physical world again. I want to make sure I'm not stuck in these old patterns.
Oh, I totally get that. You know, these patterns, I bet when they came back, they were not as intense as they had been before.
Well, I noticed them right away. I'm kind of like, I won't say right away. I noticed them fairly quickly. I was like, what is this about? I thought I'd dealt with that.
Yeah, they can be tenacious. And very often, they may not even be yours. You know, you may be carrying something from your ancestors that maybe they didn't deal with. And it's somewhere in their energetic DNA. And that's not difficult to clear. It kind of hovers in your energy field, and there are very, very quick ways of just, you know, reaching into the field. And I'm an empath, so I know that sounds very woo-woo to be able to reach into somebody's energy field when we're on Zoom. You know, you're in Oregon, I'm in South Florida, but I'm an empath and an intuitive, and I can feel where things are in someone else's body when I'm working with them. So it's real easy for me to just kind of feel like, oh, this is here. Let's just release it. I was just on the phone yesterday with a friend who was about to travel, and she was having a lot of resistance to it. She had, you know, had lots of tools. You know, she's very accomplished in her own right, in releasing other people's stuff. And yet she was pretty frantic because she was going to go on a trip and had this angst coming up. And it was just, you know, I said, oh, okay, well, this is just, you know, this is ancestral. Let's just clear it. And bam, bam, done. She felt so much better.
Now, how do we, if we don't have access to someone like yourself, Marbeth, how do we know the difference between ancestral or maybe something I learned in childhood, which I guess, I don't know if my mom's considered an ancestor because she's still here on the earthly plane, but maybe I picked it up from her or some other family member.
Well, we do. And the way that I just ask. First thing, whenever I work with somebody, the first thing I ask is this mine? Because there's so many people on the planet now, it's very easy to get your energy entangled with other people's. So that headache that you may be feeling may not be yours. It may, you may have just quantumly entangled, you know, with a friend or loved one. And because you care about them, or you're just a very caring person, you may have just taken that on yourself. So the first thing I do is ask, is this mine? And, you know, or is this the person's that I'm working with? And I use muscle testing for that.
Can you muscle test via Zoom?
Muscle testing is very cool. And I can muscle test your stuff as well as my stuff. So this would be like a yes if the fingers lock together.
For the people on audio, what we're doing is we're making O's with our index finger and our thumbs.
Fingers, our thumbs and forefingers together.
Yeah, so now we got kind of a crazy figure eight with our thumbs and forefingers things going on.
For those of you, I forgot that some people are on audio.
Yeah.
So what I do is I'll ask, well, first of all, you want to check in and play around with muscle testing. Is this yes for me? And see if the fingers hold together. And if they do, then, you know, and test it a few times. You could say, like, my name is Sharon. And you can test it with other people's names and see if the fingers don't hold together. Now you have a way of telling whether something is yes or no. Or you could stand up and do what's called a sway test. And if something is positive, for example, you could stand up and say, my name is Sharon, and notice whether your body moves forward or back. And if it moves forward, there's your yes, if your name is Sharon.
Right.
And you can play with other people's names. You want to create an affirmative statement. You could say, the headache that I'm feeling is mine. And then just notice, am I going forward or am I going back? And there's your answer. And if it's not yours, well, what I like to do is to imagine myself just handing it off, you know, just pushing it out of my body and saying, thank you, but I don't need this. And sometimes I'll imagine angels standing by to take it away. And I know this sounds very woo-woo, but check it out.
I haven't done it quite that way, but you can do it whatever feels best to you. Sometimes I sure. go out and just hand it to nature, hand it to the wind, go out in the sun and just hand it to the sun to incinerate it. So I've said just whatever feels natural for you. It seems to work for me.
Sure. And you could even imagine like the energy just moving through your body and going into the earth. You know, just imagine just everything just draining out of you. Just feel it. Just you're just relaxing and letting any tensions or any things that are issues that are stressing you out, just let that stress just go into the earth. There are lots of ways to release it and feel good.
Now you're down in South Florida, so it's a little easier to do, but I'm a fan of that, Marbeth, as you know, but making sure I take off my shoes so my bare feet can feel the earth. Here, up here, it's still a little chilly for that, but go for it if you're hardy. Otherwise.
So, you know, be in your house barefoot and just imagine. Your imagination is very powerful. And as you just envision, you know, like any stress just going into the earth, and just feel like you could imagine that your feet are growing roots into the soil, and just, it's just letting it just go into the earth, and it doesn't hurt the earth. It doesn't hurt the earth at all, but you're going to start to feel better.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm a big fan of that. Now, one of the things though, if we're helping someone else try to understand this, I oftentimes find people get that, you talked about that entanglement. And as they're new to this, it's a little hard for them to understand how to disentangle or stay disentangled, I should say. And maybe they're doing this one process where they're, oh, this is not mine, and I'm going to send this out either down to my roots or however they prefer to do that. But I find oftentimes then within a short period of time that entanglement happens again. Are there like shields or space forces we can put up to make sure that we're loving but not entangled?
That our intention and our imagination are amazing tools. So what I like, what I used to do, I don't do this anymore. I'll tell you what I do now. I used to put myself inside a disco ball.
Oh, and I like that, sparkles.
And that only love can reach through the, you know, can reach me through this disco ball. The other thing that I do is I become Iron Woman. Instead of Iron Man, I become Iron Woman, and I suit up if need be. If I'm working on someone and it could be a little dicey, if I feel the need, I will suit up. I'll even put on the Iron Woman gloves. I mean, sorry, Robert Downey Jr.
I like this idea, Iron Woman.
Yeah. But our imaginations and our intentions are just amazing. And they're wonderful tools for enriching our health. We can visualize ourselves into a different state if we choose to.
And I think that's if we choose to. Just a quick thought about intention. I remember early on when I was put on some heavy duty prescription medications that had a lot of things that weren't really what the way that I like to roll in my life. And I remember they did save my life. They absolutely did. I needed them at the time to stop the runaway train. But I remember saying to the variety of my medical team, my intention was to get off of these as soon as possible. And they would say things like, oh, stats, lifelong, blah, blah, you know, all these very depressing things. Right. And yet I was able to get off them after a couple of years. And I remember reminding them, well, I told you my intention was to get off of them. They had a hard time understanding. Wow. She was able to set her intention and it actually happened.
I did the same thing. I had a respiratory arrest probably about 25 years ago. I don't know exactly. And the doctors put me on a heavy dose of prednisone. And, you know, he said, well, you know, you may be on this for the rest of your life. And I thought, yeah, it's not going to happen. So I made it my intention. I'm not going to put myself in the scenario. I know I have choices and I can set my intention and create something different.
And I think that's a powerful thing, that when we set our intention, I like to write it down. I don't know if you like to too, but I like to write it down for several reasons. It reminds me of what the original intention was. Sometimes it shifts a little bit as you go along. And it seems to make it more, I don't know if viable is the right word that's coming to me, but it seems to make it more real.
Yeah.
By taking that time in the muscle memory, not typing it in my computer, but actually
writing
pencil, paper, and write it down.
Yeah, that kinesthetic attribute, you know, of writing it down can pull it more into like your muscle memory, and it actually maybe connects more with that intention. So I think that's a wonderful thing. I used to do that. I don't do that any longer.
Well, sometimes when you get really good at something, we don't have to do those things any longer. Other times, I tend to, when things are going along really great, everything's just rolling along and I've done the work, shall I say, set the intention, done all the work, and then things start going really great. Every so often, I'll forget of what made the success train roll.
Right.
And I'll get off on a different track or get wound up in somebody else's drama or something, which I want to talk to you about being drama free. But I like to write it down that way and put it somewhere I can see it, because that way it can keeps it front and center for me. That works. I know not everybody has to do that, but sometimes I just have to be reminded what was the intention and what track were we supposed to stay on instead of being...
Well, I have things written on my bathroom mirror, so...
And that's what I love about post-it notes. They're so easy. Like, okay, just move that one around. Maybe it doesn't work there or for wherever you want. I have a friend that actually puts them in their car. They find that they can repeat affirmations and things like that when they drive. I'm like, oh, you can really pay attention. And she swears she can, but she says it works when she puts them in her car. Now,
you know,
I don't
know. When he was, before he was the Tony Robbins, he recorded these affirmations that played continuously in a loop back when we had cassettes. And he listened to them all day long. And I guess they played all night long too. And they just basically inculcated all that information into his brain. And he did that with the affirmations. You can do that too. I made a health loop several years ago. I probably need to pull that out again. And he gifted it to people, my friends on Facebook, and people that were on my email list. You know, I gifted it to them so that they could play it over and over again. I'm strong. I'm healthy. I'm feeling really wonderful. My circulatory system is perfect. My bones are strong and healthy. I went through the whole thing, all the organs, and people liked it. You know, I think it helps. You know, it really helps to focus on the positive.
It does help to keep focused, and because there are so many things that can just, like I say, like that, I think of that cartoon called, you know, where the guy goes, squirrel. You know? I can't even remember the name of that cartoon, but my grandkids loved it. Was this idea where, you know, and there are a lot of, right now, for sure, there are a lot of squirrels out there running around trying to keep our attention away from our intention. And that's one of the things I think is important to stay focused on right now, especially as, do we really want to go back to the old normal? Or for me, I want to keep my new normal. And I think right now it's a great time to keep your attention on the intention.
I think that's really true. I know over this past year, I've developed new rituals because I couldn't go do Pilates and I couldn't do yoga in a studio. I have been walking daily, you know, for 30 minutes. So that's a ritual I really like, because I can play affirmations at that point. I can listen to, I've done gratitude walks where I just focus on everything that's going well for me. And it just feels good, you know, so I do have, and I have my gratitude journal, and I have Course in Miracles. I was telling you before that I'm leading a Course in Miracles study group for free. And that's been, so I'll listen to lessons and I'll listen to things that are uplifting. And it just feels so good to take that time.
It does. And talking about time, we need to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want Marbeth to explain a little bit more, if you're not familiar with the Course in Miracles, and have Marbeth explain a little bit more to you about what that is. Because when I went through that, I have to say several years ago, it was
intense.
It really made, it was intense. And it made some great tectonic changes. I loved it. We'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour. Maybe you don't know I'm also an author. My latest book is for kids. It's Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, a winner of a 5-star reader's favorite review. It's perfect for your early reader and a great bedtime story for your young adventurers. Check it out over at pinkychenille.com. That's PinkyChenille.com. See you there. Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And tonight we're here with Marbeth Dunn from MarbethDunn.com. And she is an intuitive energy management maven. And she really pinpoints all these hidden issues that can keep us stuck and keep us from being optimized. And right before we had to go on that break, Marbeth, you mentioned Course in Miracles. Now, I know that course and that methodology has been around a while. Let's introduce it to people now, because maybe they've forgotten about some of the important teachings that it offers.
So A Course in Miracles is a channeled book that was channeled directly to an atheistic Columbia University Medical School psychologist, and her boss, her name was Helen Schuckman, and her boss, William Thetford, back in the late 60s, early 70s. And she channeled, she heard this voice, inner voice, that was dictating this book to over a period of 7 years. Now, this woman was an atheist.
she I might said, begin I might, to think I'm going nuts.
Yeah, thought she was going crazy. And her boss said, no, you're one of the sanest people that I know. So she took the voice down in shorthand and dictated it to him, and he typed it up. So they did this for 7 years, and what emerged was A Course in Miracles. And it's dictated actually by Jesus. He's rectifying some of the things that he felt were misunderstood. But what it does is it's something that really transformed my life about 35 years ago. And I was in a very miserable relationship, and I was living in Haiti in a time of great political upheaval, where we went through something like 7 coups d'etats, and I had a tourist business, and there were no tourists, and I did not believe in miracles. I had severe asthma, and I had a very difficult marriage, and we had no money coming in. It was not a pretty picture, and I was very depressed. And I had been looking for years for a cure. I knew that there had to be a way to heal the asthma that I had been suffering with. And I was reading metaphysical books. I kept seeking hypnosis. I checked out eidetics and Dianetics and the I Ching and Buddhist chanting. And a friend of mine came in to Haiti and had A Course in Miracles. And he brought it for another friend, and I basically confiscated it and plunged in. And I didn't understand a word of it because it was way over my head, but I was desperate. And so I was reading this, and it said, you don't have to understand this. You don't have to believe in it. Just try it. See what happens. Well, all of a sudden, my life turned around 180 degrees. My marriage improved. We reaffirmed our marriage vows. My business. You know, here we were, there were no tourists, and yet these people found me out in the country. I don't even know how they did that. And they showed up on my doorstep, and they commissioned me to design special note cards for them, kept us going. And it was just like one thing after another. My health improved. These miracles were just, you know, one thing after another. And because I was able to change my perceptions and what I was seeing, and I aligned with the Holy Spirit, and which I did not believe in before this. I was pretty much of an agnostic. And it was just a completely, you know, about face for me. And so I've been a student and teacher ever since. And recently I was guided to start up a study group for free. It's just a different way of looking at everything in your life and realizing I can change the way I see things. I can change my perceptions. And when I do, things just start to shift miraculously. And you said that when your experience with it a few years ago was like a tectonic shift.
It was an interesting time. And for me, it was like the light bulb going off, you know, that aha moment. Yeah. And so I'm a big fan of it. And you can still stay agnostic as far as I think. I mean, it wasn't about choosing a particular direction.
Yeah, one of my teachers said, you know, you have a trouble with Jesus, just call it Moses. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
And, you know, it has a lot of Christian terms. Dr. Gerald Trampolsky took all of the God language out of it and created something called attitudinal healing. He wrote several bestsellers. Some of them are still up on Amazon, like Teach Only Love. They're basically A Course in Miracles distilled. But I would say virtually every spiritual teacher in the United States at one point or another has borrowed precepts from A Course in Miracles because it is so profound and it does make such amazing changes. I remember the morning I was sitting in bed, you know, and here I'd been feeling such a victim and I'm blaming everything that in my life that's wrong on my mother, on my father, on my grandparents, and all these things that have happened. Of course, I'm totally living in the past. And I read this passage and all of a sudden that light bulb went off and I realize, wait a minute, my thoughts create my reality. So if I change my thoughts, my reality's going to change. Well, guess what? It did.
I've had some people say, Sharon, you make it sound so simple. Just change your thoughts. And they'll say something like, you know, and I'll be doing okay. And then all of a sudden, the old negative thoughts will creep back in. But that's okay. It's a process. It's not a magic wand that taps you on the head and immediately. It's okay. It's about giving yourself grace in my mind that when that negative thought pops back in or that old pattern pops back in, just stopping, breathing through it and giving yourself some grace because this isn't about perfection.
It took us a while to get into a state of what we call it, disarray. I know.
Exactly.
Really create the mess. And it's simple, but not necessarily easy. So every instant you have the opportunity to choose peace. So if you're not feeling peaceful in this moment, you can make that decision. I choose peace right here and now. And even though all of these old patterns may be creeping up, you just make that decision. What's going to make me feel more peaceful? Oh, okay, I'm going to take that path. These thoughts are creeping up. It's okay. They're just there. They're background noise, but I'm choosing to be peaceful, whether they're there or not. So.
And I think that's where sometimes people fall into this trap of thinking, oh, I've got this, and they beat themselves up, which sort of creates this ball rolling the opposite direction. It's like, no, to stop, breathe through it. It's okay for people to understand that, you know, that might happen and that's okay.
Well, you know, if you ever listen to how you talk to yourself, so often we talk to ourselves like we hate ourselves and we find everything that's wrong. And we wouldn't do that to our best friend. We wouldn't. We would just, you know, treat them nicely. and sweetly and look for the good in them. But with ourselves, it seems like every fault can be just exaggerated. And I did an exercise for one of my groups several years ago. I decided to do an exercise where everybody would write down 10 things that they really liked and appreciated about themselves. But in order to do that, I practiced it myself first. Now, I'd been really working on myself for a good many years. And when I got to like number 5 or 6, I ran out of good things. And I was so shocked because I knew that if I had to list 20 things that I didn't like about myself, no problem. I could have just knocked them out, you know? And so here I am thinking, oh, wow, I can't get beyond 5 or 6. But we have something called a reticular activating system. And when it's like when you go to the, you decide that I want to get a red Lexus. And suddenly everywhere you go, you're seeing a red Lexus. You know, you're seeing them when you're driving on the highway or, you know, just going down to the corner post office. You're seeing these cars everywhere. So that's what happens when you say, okay, what do I like about myself? Well, your mind is automatically going into gear to look for it. So for the rest of that day, my mind kicked in and all of a sudden I would get a thought, you know, you make a great omelet. So I write it down, you know, oh, I like your eyebrows. Okay, write it down. Whatever it was, I wrote it down and I started to assemble a list of things that I did like. And it didn't matter how small or how big, my mind was suddenly becoming trained to look for the positive. And I think that's pretty cool. So we can train our minds to help us.
Oh, and I think it's very cool. I love the idea that you shared something very simple that most people would not have considered putting on the list. I make a great omelet. They, you know, they're like, well, don't judge this. This isn't about categories here, you know, this isn't about judging. So we need to take our final quick commercial break, everyone. Why don't you sit down and pick up your old pen or pencil there and come up with your list of 10 while we're on our quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the OM Times Experts program. With OM Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for inspired conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at projectforgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And tonight I'm here with Marbeth Dunn. And we've been talking, around so many things about our mindset and how setting our intention and understanding things like Course in Miracles, how important continuing to learn, continuing to explore, keeping an open mind about all forms of optimizing our health. It's not just the physical body. We've got all these multiple layers to us that as we can continue to, I'll say, emotional freedom and peace of mind and happiness and harmony in our lives, it's critically important. And how the physical body responds to that. Physical body loves that when we're in harmony with everything. And I know a lot of people can get stuck in we were talking about some of the negative things, the negative list was easier than the positive list, things like that. And all of those create drama in our life. I think we can all think of a friend or an acquaintance that we would call a drama king or a drama queen. Yet little, rarely do we look at ourselves and what kind of drama do we create in our own lives. So Marbeth, I know you talk a lot to people about it's okay and getting past the drama of it all into the kindness, peace, and compassion part of the life. Let's talk a little bit about how people create drama and what they can do to move past it.
Well, I think a lot of the drama comes because we pull things forward from our past. You know, I would say probably most of us are pulling forth unhealed issues from the past. Maybe you felt ignored. Maybe there was abuse in the family. Maybe there was anger. Maybe people didn't express their emotions. Maybe you were victimized in some way, or you feel victimized in some way. So what happens is as we pull that past into the present, whoops, it takes over the present. There is no present because you're only seeing the past. And then that sort of bridges over the present moment into the future. And now you've lost your power because you're perpetuating these issues that are there because they want to get healed. They want to get released. They want you to be free. So the way to do that is to be in the present moment right now. And how do we do that? Because the present moment is where we have our power. It's the pivotal point of power. It's where the past doesn't exist and the future doesn't exist. We're right here and now. So what I want to do is share some ways that we can experience the present moment. And it's a process called mindfulness. And mindfulness is being right here, right now, in the present moment. So right here and now, I am sitting in front of my computer. I can feel my butt on the chair. I can feel a little bit of airflow. I hear a little bit of noise from the other room. And I'm just noticing. Maybe I have some thoughts moving through my head, and I'm just noticing any body sensations that I have. Well, all of a sudden, I'm here in the present moment. I've used my senses to get here, but you can do it with your breath. Just for a moment, let's just follow the breath. Close your eyes.
Okay.
You don't have to be watching the video. You can listen to the video, to the show, and you can just imagine that you can see your breath as you inhale, and you follow it in your mind's eye all the way down as it goes through your throat, through your upper chest, and just imagine that this breath is going all the way down into your lower belly, and then you follow it in your mind's eye as it goes all the way out again through your nostrils. And then you repeat, rinse and repeat, inhaling, following the breath all the way down into your lower belly. And then as you exhale, you follow it all the way back out. We'll do it one more time. Inhaling all the way down. Noticing your belly expand a little bit, and then exhaling all the way out. And just notice, how does that make you feel? How did that make you feel, Sharon?
Oh, wow. Very relaxed, very suddenly. I don't know the seconds that it was, but three breaths worth, maybe a little slower than I normally breathe. However, all of a sudden, I'm just like, oh, feel great.
Yeah, because so often when you're stressed, maybe the natural way, the normal way that you think it's normal to live, you know, with in your day-to-day life, you may be experiencing a lot of stress. And it's just become a way of life. You're not even aware of it. But when you take this opportunity to breathe, you bring yourself into the present moment. You're stopping exactly where you were. You're just taking that time out for you. And you can even expand it to be, imagine yourself inhaling love and exhaling stress. There are a lot of different variations on this, but it will, just doing this a few times during the day will really help to bringing you into the present moment. So that is what we call a mindfulness hack. We want to be in the present moment because we're free of the past here. So we're not going to be bringing those old patterns or wounds or stresses from the past here. We're right here. And when you're talking to someone, you just be completely present with them. Just be there with them and notice what they're saying, how they're saying it, how you feel. Just be completely present. And don't look at your phone or that takes you out of the present moment. You're not being fully present. And, you know, being fully present is not something that you can do like that. It takes practice. Because we're so used to, you know, thinking about what so-and-so said or what am I going to say? So we're either in the past or in the future, we're judging, we're doing all of these things that are distracting us from our present moment. I'm just saying, be here right now, be open, and just allow yourself to experience what's happening and feel it in your being.
And I'm thinking also what a great gift it is, not only for yourself, but you mentioned about listening to another person. And I know those times when someone's listened to me and I knew they were fully present and engaged. It's just such a wonderful gift to be heard, truly heard.
Yes. If there's something that feels so warm and embracing when someone is there and you can feel that they're there, they're listening to you, which is making you feel seen and appreciated. Whereas I know we've all experienced where we've been talking to someone, even on the phone, and you know that they're not there with you. You know,
you can tell. Or maybe you have that friend like, are you reading your email again? You just know.
And I'm guilty of that too. I mean, it's not something that, you know, that I have illuminated completely, but I'm getting better at it. And that's good. You know, we want to be getting better at it. We don't want to judge ourselves and just say, no, what you're doing is terrible. Look at you. You are splitting your attention and you're not being fully present with effort. Don't do that to yourself. Do not do that to yourself. No judgment here. Right. We just take ourselves where we are right here and now.
And then, I have a friend, a mentor from long ago, who taught me that as you're integrating these new ways of being, these new intentions, these new thoughts, that if you notice the time between, I'll say, what you're wanting to do, your intention and what you're doing and putting into place, and the correction, or maybe if the time between that and the, I'll say, the monkey chatter gets less and less, you know you're making success. So just right. Noticing the times that you're doing it right versus the times like you might be saying, oh, I let myself wander out of presence. But did you notice that right away? Or did you notice that 10 minutes into the conversation? And if you're starting to notice it sooner and sooner, you're making amazing progress.
Yes. Yes. Because we all have that chattery monkey mind. And these are all things that I think everybody does, unless they were born enlightened.
Well, I think even the enlightened ones will tell you they weren't born enlightened. So I think that's important to remember for us. Now, Marbeth, we're just down to the last 8 minutes. When time gets together, my friend, it just disappears between us. I want you to share some final thoughts that you'd like to share with us. I'd really like to know more about the World Miracle Peace Experiment that you are working on too, because that was awesome last time you presented it, and you're going to be presenting it again for us. So share just a little bit more about in the last few minutes.
Sure. Well, you can join it at worldpeaceexperiment.com. And what I did in 2018, I woke up one morning in April, and I heard, this doesn't happen all that often, but I actually received guidance that said, you're about to create a meditation experiment. And it's going to happen in 2 weeks. And I was like, no, no, not enough time. But it became a meditation, 7 minutes a day to world peace, that was broadcast daily over Facebook. And people joined from Japan, from Australia, from Europe, all over the United States and Canada, even South America. And people joined together in what I call the field of love and peace and miracles. When I led a guided meditation, just, you know, about 7 minutes, 7 to 10 minutes a day. And we focused, we moved into a place of gratitude and love. And then we allowed ourselves to expand beyond our bodies and to meet and focus our energy on the planet, our beautiful Earth. And we focused even closer on the Middle East. And I found a group that does independent statistics of measuring the violence. And so we measured the level of violence through this ACLED organization. And the level of violence dropped over 20% during the period of our meditation. Now, Dr. John Hagelin, who was the head of the Transcendental Meditation Organization, had done many experiments where he brought people physically into a place like Washington, D.C., or to Israel. And then in that place, they would meditate twice a day. And they noticed, again, with statistics day by day, that the more people that meditated there, the level of violence dropped. And in Israel, when they did this experiment in 1983, the war was going on in Lebanon, and the fatalities dropped over 70% on the days when they had more meditators. So what I was doing as my experiment was to be there non-locally, to focus our attention on the Middle East non-locally. And I was thrilled with the results that we got, because truthfully, I never knew exactly how many people were doing the meditation with me, but the fact that we could affect the level of violence was so profound. So I am doing one, beginning one, and it's going to focus on the United States. I felt that, that we could use some unity in the country, and it seemed like a wonderful place to start. So if you'd like to learn more, join the worldpeaceexperiment.com, and I will definitely keep you posted on what's happening.
Oh, that sounds exciting. I hadn't heard the stats from the last one before. That's fascinating how that works, and really aligns with what we've been talking about, that your thoughts create your reality. I want to make sure that people get that idea of, if we're thinking or believing that the autoimmune diagnosis, we had Barry Shore on not too long ago, who talks about your diagnosis is not your destiny. And yeah. I just want to reinforce that.
Yeah, it's like a spell. When someone gives you a diagnosis, if you believe it, then your body is going to believe it. But if you say, well, maybe there's something else that could happen here. Maybe there's another way I can see this. Maybe this is an opportunity for me to explore something different.
And from early childhood, I was given the label polarity responder. And Marbeth knows what that is. But it's when someone says something and I'll show you, or no, I won't, or one of those sorts. The opposite, you know, they say something to you and you're like, you respond in the opposite. So the polarity responder. And I think that came into great value when I got my diagnosis, as I can think of other times in my life too, that that came into great value, of that ability to say, thanks, but not me. And I think that's really an important skill to build up. And I know we only have a couple of minutes left, but speak to that idea of being able to say, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, thanks, but no thanks. Well, like what had occurred with me when I was put on that heavy doses of prednisone at the time. And I said, no, I'm not going to accept this for my life. And we can change. We have power. We have power to create greater peace in our lives. You know, it's interesting. I was just thinking the Course in Miracles tells us that health is inner peace and healing is letting go of fear. And it's so true. We can move into such a beautiful, peaceful place and know that that peace can affect other people. It can move us into a place of greater awareness and greater connection with others. There's just so many things that we can do when we set our mind to it. We don't have to be stuck in a diagnosis. I remember Dr. Norm Cousins, who was he was told he was going to die in a few weeks. And he said no. And he put on cartoons, or he just watched comedy. He listened to comedy. And he lived for, I don't know, what, maybe 20 years later.
That is so true. This idea of being able to laugh your way through. We've had Valerie Shepherd on, our mutual friend, Valerie Shepherd, who works with laughter, yoga, and improv. And I'm such a fan of all of these kinds of things, of showing up in compassion and kindness for yourself and for others is really what I think is about the basis of it all, right?
Absolutely. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to other people. Just remember that the essence of who you are is really love. And as we start to shift out of the past, we start to remove these layers of the onion and become much more clear and reflect greater love and light to other people.
I love that. I love that. Everyone, that's Marbeth Dunn from worldpeaceexperiment.com, as well as Marbeth Dunn with two N's, DUNN.com. You can go over to understandingautoimmune.com and find all of that information written down if you're out doing a great power walk or enjoying the spring. And thank you, everyone, for being part of the show. Really appreciate you. Have a great week, whatever your adventures. And thank you, Marbeth, for sharing your wisdom with us. Everyone, have a great week. See you next week. Enjoy.
The information provided on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio, including the websites understandingautoimmune.com and lifeinterruptedradio.com, plus social media, is for educational purposes only. What you read, hear, and see on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio, and its websites and other media outlets, is based on experience only. The information should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour. Maybe you don't know I'm also an author. My latest book is for kids. It's Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, a winner of a 5-star reader's favorite review. It's perfect for your early reader and a great bedtime story for your young adventurers. Check it out over at pinkychenille.com. That's PinkyChenille.com. See you there. Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift.